Back home now, and seven telecommunications companies have been fined for not being upfront about how slow their internet speeds might be on the national broadband network. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, which dished out the fines, is also naming and shaming the companies involved. The punishments are the first under new rules that came into effect last year. Alexandra Beach reports.
Luciana Lanza has been trying to connect to the NBN for months, but despite piles of paperwork and hours spent on the phone to her internet provider, it still hasn't happened.
I work from home. I can't even do my emails properly.
Telstra agreed to put her and her family on a plan when the NBN arrived in their suburb in Melbourne. They were disconnected from ADSL, but then discovered her house was missing from the NBN database. She's switched to a smaller provider, but they haven't fixed the problem either.
I'm using 4G. I've got 4G on my iPad. My kids do that phone spotting, what's it called, when you use your phone as the internet provider, basically. It's ridiculous.
Teresa Corbin, the head of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, says many households face similar frustrations.
I think there's still quite a lot of confusion because when people are shifting to an NBN service, then they get hit by a lot of marketing from new providers, and so it can be quite unclear.
The Australian Communications and Media Authority introduced new rules a year ago in a bid to protect consumers. Telcos now have to publish a fact sheet with information about their NBN services, including how slow they might be during peak times. The companies also have to line test new services to ensure everything's working properly. At the end of last year, the authority issued formal warnings to 27 internet providers found to be in breach of those rules. And today it's announced fines for seven companies. Fiona Cameron is a member of the authority.
It's nearly a year since these standards have been put in place, and it's enough time for telcos to get their house in order and ensure consumers are given the best information as the standards require.
The companies breaching the rules were ActivateMe, Aussie Broadband, Flip TV, Hello Broadband, Mate Communicate, MyNetPhone and Telechoice. Each has been fined $12,600, and in each case, the breaches related to a lack of information about plans and network speeds.
Telcos really ought to be getting this right because we're moving to the pointy end of the NBN rollout.
Teresa Corbin from the Communications Consumer Action Network has welcomed the decision to issue fines.
Look, I think they will be a deterrent because nobody wants to see their company's name held in disrepute. They don't want bad publicity.
The Communications and Media Authority says the seven providers who received fines are no longer in breach of the rules. But it's warned future breaches from telcos could attract heftier fines or federal court action.
Alexandra Beach reporting.